Negotiators early Sunday approved a historic deal that would create a fund for compensating poor nations that are victims of extreme weather worsened by rich countries' carbon pollution. But an overall larger agreement was still up in the air because of fight over emission reduction efforts. COP27 President, Egyptian Foreign Minister Samré Choukri said the conference had come to a quote-unquote crucial juncture in the collective effort towards climate change action.
You have all made a tremendous effort to bring us to this point of compromise and consensus. My team and I have done our best to ensure the integrity of this process and that we are fair, balanced, and transparent in our approach.
The decision establishes a fund for what negotiators call loss and damage. It's a big win for poorer nations, which have long called for cash, sometimes viewed as reparations because they are often the victims of climate-worsened floods, droughts, heat waves, famines, and storms, despite having contributed little to the pollution that heats up the globe. Collins Nzuvu, Zambia Environment Minister and Chair of the African Group.
For Africa, I think it was a momentous occasion for us.
It has also long been called an issue of equity for nations hit by weather extremes and small island states that face an existential threat from rising seas. The World Cup kicked off in Qatar on Sunday as the month-long football showpiece finally got underway after a torturous 12-year buildup dogged by off-field controversies. The stadium outside of Doha saw the host nation face Ecuador. 13 minutes in, Ecuador took the lead in the opening World Cup game. This is VOA News. The International Atomic Energy Agency says renewed shelling has hit Ukraine's Zaporizhia region, the site of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Rafael Mariano Grossi, the IAEA director, said several powerful blasts shook the Russian-occupied facility on Sunday, damaging buildings, systems, and equipment at the plant. Ukraine blamed Russia, saying it was trying to prevent the plant from partially restarting to deliver electricity to millions without heat, power, or water. The Russians blamed Ukrainian forces. Ukraine says it will investigate video footage circulated on Russian social media, which Moscow says reveals that Ukrainian forces killed Russian troops who were trying to surrender. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russian authorities announced the opening on Friday of the probe based on snippets posted on Telegram channels and relayed on other social media. They present, however, a muddled and incomplete picture, with a Russian foreign ministry spokesman since claiming the footage shows an execution. Ukraine's deputy prime minister says, of course, authorities will investigate this video, adding, but it's very unlikely the short edited snippets indeed show what Moscow claims. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Turkish Defense Ministry says it has launched airstrikes over northern regions of Syria and Iraq, targeting Kurdish groups Ankara hopes responsible for last week's bomb attack in Istanbul. War planes attacked bases of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party and the Syrian People's Protection Units, the ministry said Sunday. It cited Turkey's right to self-defense under Article 51 of the United Nations Charter. Twitter reinstated Donald Trump's account late on Saturday after a poll run by new owner Elon Musk showed a slim majority voting in support of it, despite the former U.S. president indicating earlier in the day that he had no interest in returning to Twitter. Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reports.
Some 15 million Twitter users voted in a poll organized by Musk, with 51.8% voting in favor of reinstating his account. After the results were announced, Musk tweeted, "The people have spoken." Twitter banned Trump in January 2021 for inciting violence following the U.S. Capitol attack. Musk had first said in May he planned to reverse the ban on Trump, but afterwards sought to ease advertisers' concerns by saying he would set up a content moderation council composed of people with widely diverse viewpoints. Musk said no account would be reinstated before the council convened and until there was a clear process for doing so. There has been no new information about the council or process.
I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
VOA1. Yeah, boy, baby, do a leap of